If anyone thought that the amalgamation of a town, a village, and three different local service districts, or parts thereof, would simplify things, one look at the budget document sent to Tantramar staff early in January might change their mind. CHMA reported previously that the document provided by the province was considered incomplete by Mayor Andrew Black, and that CAO Jennifer Bourne was working on getting further information about it. At Tuesday's Committee of the Whole meeting for Tantramar Council, former Sackville Treasurer Michael Beale told councillors that there was still work to do parsing the document staff had received from the province.
We've been working with the CAO to unpack the 2023 budget that was received on January the 6th. I would say we're about 80 to 90% of the way through that. We're continuing that later this week and into early next week. Once we have that unpacked, there will need to be presentations and explanations done at that time. So we'll get it completed. We'll go through it with managers first because that's most important, as the managers need to know what they have to work with in 2023's budget. And then we'll look to be able to present that to council as well.
CAO Jennifer Bourne said that another challenge of unpacking the province's budget for Tantramar is making it work with the five distinct former entities as subunits in the budget.
And finally, just speaking to budget one more time, we are getting used to a five subunit budget. So whether ideally we would have had this earlier, but at any time, you know, even if it was 6 months ago, we still would have been used to getting used to the five subunit budget. Obviously, we have myself familiar with the Dorchester budget and Mr. Beale very familiar with the Sackville budget, so we're able to pull those areas out. You know, kind of the initial highlights, I guess, I can speak to are it appears to be very much a status quo budget from 2022, as well as the former LSD amounts in there as well, and inflation in certain areas. So we're certainly looking forward to presenting that to all of council and the public in the coming weeks, we'll say, just to give ourselves enough time. We're kind of up against some snow days and regular day-to-day tasks as we move forward, so we're trying to fit this in on top of transition and regular commitments as well as audit commitments. So we'll certainly get it done, and again, looking forward to presenting it to the public.
The document created by transition facilitator Chad Peters and approved by local government minister Danielle Alain includes five different tax rates, though it took a further request to the Department of Local Government to determine which area will pay which rate. It turns out that rates in Tantramar will either go up or slightly down for 2023, depending on where you live. The former town of Sackville and village of Dorchester will both see their rates go down slightly, with a less than 1% difference. That doesn't mean those folks will pay the same in taxes, because on average, assessments in both Sackville and Dorchester have gone up significantly, by just over 10% in Sackville and just under 15% in Dorchester Village on average. Over in the former local service districts, tax rates are all going up. The rate in the former Sackville LSD, which includes Westcock, Rockport, and Upper Sackville, will go up by just over 7 cents per $100 of assessment, which is a 16% hike on the 2022 rate. Last year, the Sackville LSD had the lowest rate of all three Tantramar LSDs at just 44 cents per $100 of assessment. The Dorchester LSD was the next highest at just under 54 cents, and Point Dubuque was highest at 69 cents per $100 of assessment. That doesn't include an additional provincial rate, which in 2022 was another 41 cents per $100 of assessment for all LSDs. It's expected the province will continue to charge that rate, as it will continue road maintenance in the former local service districts. Both Sackville and Point Dubuque LSD residents will have double whammies on their tax bills for 2023, with both rates and property assessments having increased. Vicki Lutz, a spokesperson for the Department of Local Government, says the varying rate hikes in LSDs are meant to be the beginning of a 5 to 7 year plan during which all former LSD areas would move towards a uniform rate. Lutz did not say what the target rate would be for former LSDs after those 5 to 7 years. Lutz did say Tantramar Council will decide the specifics in future years, but the province will put limits on yearly increases to make sure they are phased in.